we've prepared to run a limited service for about 12 operating hours today. That means the first train left at about 7:48 and the last train out of St Pancras will leave at 5:33. So we're just making sure that we have a controlled method for people who do need to travel. We've encouraged everybody who can to replan their journey for another day that won't be affected by the industrial action. But we understand some people do need to travel, so we want to make their journey as smooth as we possibly can. And really, for those that can't travel, to say how sorry we are that this has disrupted their plans. We do understand it's inconvenient.
How many people were you expecting to be using the trains today? Were you expecting as many as there were this morning, or were there significantly less?
So it's the first train of the day. I think it was slightly quieter than we might have expected, but we're not sure how the day will progress. We have encouraged people not to travel in the last couple of days. It's really important that everybody's journey is safe and secure. And so making sure that that happens is important. And for people that have had to replan their journeys, it's really important to also to get the message out to them that they can get onto our website and claim a refund for their ticket, as well as find out the timetables, not only for strike days, but for Wednesday, Friday and Sunday, which will be affected by the industrial action as well.
How long do you expect this to go on for, and how much is it costing you?
In terms of how long it's going to go on for, I think it's really difficult to speculate. We know now that we have the 3 days and the three subsequent days. Our focus is on making sure that everybody's journey in the next 7 days is as effective as possible. In terms of the cost is difficult to calculate at this point. Really important to understand that in terms of the government funding for the railways through the pandemic, the government has put in around £16 billion of incremental funding. That equates to about £600 per household. So we are really looking forward to being able to work with our colleagues to find a resolution to this dispute. We want to be able to give them a pay rise and to move forward and create the sustainable railway that Kent deserves.